Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Muqaddim. And we really can't discuss Al-Muqaddim without also discussing the name that follows it, which is Al-Mu'akhir. What do these names mean? Al-Muqaddim means the one who brings forth or the one who brings forward. Al-Mu'akhir is the one who delays. Now, in understanding Al-Muqaddim wal-Mu'akhir, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, will sometimes bring things forth in our lives when we least expect it, and will sometimes delay things in our lives when we may feel that we want it the most. Now, we often see this situation of delay and sometimes bringing forth unexpectedly in the situation of marriage. Many young people today are seeking to begin that journey of marriage, seeking to enter that path of marriage. And one of the most frustrating things that a young person who is of a marriageable age probably has to hear quite frequently is, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? You graduated college, you have a good job, why aren't you married yet? And this is a beautiful example of where we understand the wisdom of Al-Muqaddim wal-Mu'akhir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, knows better than we know, knows us better than we know ourselves. And so there are sometimes things within our lives that we may make sincere dua for, wanting it to happen immediately, such as marriage. And sometimes there are things in our lives that the delay is so much better for us. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners. So asla an tukrahu shay'an fahuwa khayrun lakum. That there may be a thing that we truly dislike, but there is great good in it. And this also applies to the delay of something which may be being held for our own good. And we can see this applied also in the process of childbirth. After the question of marriage is answered, oftentimes couples will be asked, well, you've been married for a year now, 2 years, however many years, how come you don't have any children? What are you waiting for? Start a family. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is the best of all planners, and He may be al-mu'akhir, He may be delaying something like the blessing of the birth of a child until that time is right. And He may also be al-muqaddim, in which something is brought forth into our lives earlier than we had anticipated, and still there is great wisdom in it. So having that sense of tawakkul, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners, that He is al-muqaddim wal-mu'akhir, allows us to live not on a timeline that's devised by us, where we think there has to be certain milestones or points that we reach at certain ages, but instead, by truly living our Islam, willfully submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and living our lives according to the perfect timeline set out by Al-Muqaddim wal-Mu'akhir. Jazakumullahu khair, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us with sabrun jamilun as we sometimes wait for that which is meant to come to us, and blesses us with gratefulness and contentment when something is brought into our lives, even when we don't expect it. Jazakumullahu khair, wassalamu alaikum.